just a quick announcement. There's been an accident on Route 64, and two of our assessing commissioners are hung up in traffic. They'll be here as soon as they can. We have a quorum. Let the record reflect that there is a quorum. Let's move on to so-called page two items, permits for projects over 500,000 with no objections and with staff recommendation for approval.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Bull, these are those projects over $500,000 of project cost, and as a result, they require approval by the commission rather than the ability to be approved at the staff level. We have conducted a public interest review for each of these projects, and there are no objections, and we're recommending approval. With that, I will read the project description for each of the three projects. Lane Corman Joint Venture, request authorization to construct a 710-foot-long, two-lane, clear-span bridge across the South Fork Ravanna River to improve safety and operational deficiencies along the U.S. Route 29 corridor between Hilton Heights Road and Town Center Drive in Albemarle County. This project is a design-build project for VDOT, and all permits will be transferred to VDOT upon completion of the project. Item 2B, Shirley Contracting Company, LLC, request authorization to widen the I-64 crossing of the original stream bed of the Warwick River within Lee Hall Reservoir with the installation of additional bridge structure over 3,275 square feet of state-owned Sebagus bottom, the installation of 8 2-foot by 2-foot support pilings, a turbidity curtain, and the excavation of 111 cubic yards of subaqueous material bottom and the placement of 315 cubic yards of fill to construct a temporary construction access pad in the city of Newport News. This project also is a design-build project for VDOT, and all permits will be transferred to VDOT upon completion of the project. And item 2C, City of Virginia Beach and Army Corps of Engineers request authorization to modify and extend their permit, which originally authorized the one-time placement of approximately 2 million cubic yards of beach-quality sand along the 5-mile stretch of Sandbridge Beach. This is situated along the Atlantic Ocean in Virginia Beach. The modification will include up to 3 additional nourishment cycles of the beach area between the Navy's Dam Neck Fleet Training Center to the north and the Back Bay National Wildlife Refuge to the south. As previously authorized, sand will be hydraulically pumped from the Sandbridge Shoals Borough area, located approximately 3 nautical miles offshore. The new permit expiration date will be July 31st, 2020, and all previous permit conditions shall apply. I'm happy to try and answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions from the commission? Is it a public hearing? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on any of these three matters, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission for discussion and actions.
I move we approve the projects as indicated.
Motion by Mr. Zedrin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussions? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.